breaking news from WTOP.
The kidnapped 11-year-old girl from Baltimore County found unharmed tonight, along with her father, Jessica Anderson, with the Baltimore Sun, joining us live now with details. Thanks for joining us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, where were they found?
Police only told us that they were found at in a small town, Florence, South Carolina. We were able to find out they were at the Colonial Inn down there.
What transpired between police and Timothy Virts before police were able to get access to Caitlin?
We haven't gotten that many details yet of what exactly happened. We heard from the motel owner there. He said that they had checked in the night before.
How did police learn that the two of them were at the hotel?
The motel owner told us that an employee there had seen the Amber Alert on Facebook and contacted police.
Tell us about what transpired before Timothy Virts allegedly took off with Caitlin. We know that the wife was found dead.
The couple had two twin girls, and he had been staying at her house. The kid's grandfather told us today that he had been babysitting them on and off and staying at the house. We just know that one of the twin girls had found the mother when she wasn't woken up for school on Thursday morning. And at that point, police were called.
Do we know if an argument occurred before her death, the wife?
No, not at this point. Police are still, I think, working to determine a motive in the case.
What has Timothy Virts been charged with?
They had obtained an arrest warrant today in connection with Bobby Joe's murder.
Since there were twin girls there, you know, you wonder why he didn't kidnap both. It is lucky that he did not, but you wonder why he picked Caitlin. You say you were speaking with the grandfather. Did he allude to that? Did he have anything to say about that?
He indicated that the other twin, who was not Tegan, I guess she had some medical issues, and so the grandfather told us that he didn't want to take her along for that reason. And also he said that Virts was especially close to Caitlin.
Jessica, thank you so much.
Sure, thanks.
Jessica Anderson of the Baltimore Sun. She has been covering this story involving 11-year-old Caitlin Virts. She's been missing since yesterday, the subject of an Amber Alert, missing from Baltimore County, Dundalk specifically. She and her father found tonight, as you just heard, in South Carolina at a hotel. Caitlin found unharmed. He was arrested.